welcome to the Livelihood Matters podcast. I'm your host, Melinda Francois, a business coach, strategist, and project manager. I help people like you to package their unique knowledge and skills to create multiple streams of income and build sustainable online businesses. I've gone from being broke, living paycheck to paycheck, to building a five-figure coaching and consulting company. I did this by overcoming my scarcity thinking, and I've mastered the art of my thoughts, habits, and words to create the life I want myself. I want to help others tap into their higher self to create a business they love, reduce dependency, and launch stream of income. I want to help others to tap into their higher self to create a business they love and to reduce dependency on one stream of income. We each have gifts that can be explored, and this podcast will help you to get the confidence to maximize your potential, to achieve what you want, and take the desired actions to accomplish them. I'll be sharing tips on scarcity mindset, generational poverty patterns, business strategy, online marketing, habit building, and content creation. Growth is intentional and does not have to be lonely. And I'm here to help you build generational wealth one step at a time by taking a look at the whole picture. Hey guys, welcome back to another episode on the Livelihood Matters podcast. In today's episode, I want to speak to you about your money mindset and changing your money story. I am sure you've heard it all before. More money means more problems. Money is power, I need more money to be happier, and to the extremes, money is evil or rich people are bad, love of money is not good. On the scarcity side, I need money to survive. I cannot afford luxury brands and so much more things that are based on our beliefs about money. Many of us grew up with the mindset that money is always scarce and it's hard to come by. We seldom see people focus on the positive parts of money. There are lots of opinions about what money means and how to bring it in and create a life and business that's more lucrative. In today's episode, I want to discuss how your money mindset can affect your life choices and ultimately everything that you do. But I have a disclaimer. I am neither a financial expert nor am I telling you to adopt these principles. What I am telling you is to pay attention to your beliefs about money and see whether it's hurting you or helping you. I want you to know that it's not judging, but from my knowledge and experience and interacting with financial coaches and wealth coaches that I'm going to share my money story and share how you can improve your money story today. Samantha Gregoire of Rich Single Mama said, and I quote, "If you are stuck in a scarcity cycle, old beliefs, traditions that demonizes money, you will struggle with abundance, plenty, or anything that resembles prosperity. Your mind will always default to a negative money story." I agree with this quote so much, and I spoke about it in episode 2, From Scarcity to Abundance. This is a significant factor in your life, how you think about money. Have you ever thought about how much money can change circumstances? Why do you want to earn more money? Have you thought about that? There's a common saying that says, money can disappear so quickly, as you make it, it goes. From what I have seen, many people want more money just for the sake of having it and no real appreciation or plan for it. So here are some common reasons why we want money. To improve your living situation. To buy whatever you want without remorse. To afford a comfortable lifestyle. To impress other people and gain status. To get rid of overdraft fees from not being able to pay your bills. To live a healthier lifestyle. To help a sick loved one. To relieve the burden of debt. To get a better education. To travel the world. We tend to view money as the enemy, particularly when we are earning less, more than the average person in our society. Whichever reason you have, your money mindset can prevent you from unlocking more opportunities. We have a limited view of money, or we do not respect it. But we hardly learned how to think about money, and that making money is not just doing things, but it's your thoughts about it. Your money mindset can affect your decision making, your financial habits, and most of all, your ability to create and achieve your goals. So when we say money mindset, this means the thoughts you have about money, your overall attitude, and how you make financial decisions daily. Your money mindset also influences what you do with money, how you earn it, and how you value it. I never learned about money when I was growing up. I was really poor at managing money. I thought that as long as I was making money, I could spend on the things I wanted. I felt that because I have a regular income, getting a side gig, I could buy the new things I wanted, go to the fairs, buy things without budgeting. Well, guys, this kind of habit has put me in a ditch a few times. I learned the hard way how to make better financial decisions. So now I assess whether something is a want or need. I then determine whether it is urgent and must have or whether it can wait. I also stop buying random things that look good. I save up for the things that I want. I reduce my impulsive shopping just because there's a sale and I cook one, eat out less. So eventually I learned more that I had to manage my money better. I also learned from reading books on wealth and attempting to make some life changes, which is why I want to talk to you about the energetics behind money and how you can change your money story to attract more money into your life. As you know, everything in our lives is made up of energy, our thoughts, our words, our emotions. So naturally, money is energy too. Thus, if every time you have a little money, you are worried or you are constantly worrying about not having enough, you are affecting your energy flow. Because money is energy, if you operate with a negative thought pattern about money, you can block the money that flows into your life. Your knowledge, your experience, and most of all, your energy influences how much money you attract. Remember this. I want to change how you view money. We were conditioned to adopt certain beliefs about money, and the worst is it is hard to come by. But remember, you are in control of your mind and how much money you will earn. You will only get the results you deeply desire if you believe and do the actions. If you feel you can charge $3,000 for a service, then go ahead, once you can get your money belief behind it. But if you feel charging $3,000 is too much, then you will not be able to promote it at this price. You are self-sabotaging and not creating the right mindset to attract clients who can pay your $3,000 offer. No one will believe your offer unless you believe it. I also have a disclaimer. I should remind you that inflating your prices does not add to your value. So please do not go scamming people with high prices just because you can. You can sell a high ticket service, but make sure you provide a high value client experience in return. You cannot give yourself value, your client does. Let's bust all the limiting beliefs you once held about money. Money is hard to come by. That's a favorite one I like to hear. Money is only available to the rich. I did not come from a wealthy family, so I will not have much. Money finishes quickly. I am broke. I can never afford this. This is above my pay grade. This is too expensive for me. I cannot spend on luxuries since it's not right. I am not good with money. All these are just subconscious beliefs you were raised to believe to be true. These do not have to be accepted. You can easily earn more. You can easily change from rags to riches. You are not broke. You can increase your income to afford luxury things. Think of the opposite of the above limiting beliefs that we just said and change your narrative about money. Then I have an exercise I want you to do. I want you to write down your new money truths. For instance, some of mine are money flows into my life daily. I am a wealth machine. I make money easily. I am building wealth daily. I only attract high paying clients. So think about it and write down your new truths. Once you are done, just continue visualizing them and just thinking about them so they can stay on your mind. The thoughts and fears I had about money were rooted in my limiting beliefs. So I had to write them down. I had to change my money truth so I could change the money that flows into my life. I was not in full gratitude for the money I made and it affected my ability to attract more. So I still feel bad for making money out of a service, but I changed this. I am thinking about money positively. And this is where the imposter syndrome can come in. It shows up when you feel that you are not good enough to earn a certain amount of money. It also shows up when you feel like you are not trained, you are not qualified, or you do not have enough years of experience as cultured in the Caribbean to be a coach, consultant, speaker, trainer, or leader. It also shows up when you feel you are too young or too old to start making more money. I want you to stop letting the fear of how you feel and what other people think keep you back from making the money you deserve. I created another exercise to help you identify your money beliefs and to bust them. I want you to find a quiet place in your home, your office, your vehicle, or perhaps in nature. Grab a journal, grab a pen, spend 10 to 15 minutes and answer the following questions by writing them down. Writing is more visual. What beliefs do I hold about money? Do I value money? What does having more money mean to me? Am I comfortable with exchanging my time for more money? How would I feel if I earned my desired income in less than I planned? When you are done, notice how you feel. Notice what you hear. Notice the fears that showed up for you. Notice what you wrote down. What did you notice? Did you notice anything? Any trends? We hold on to so many money blocks. that it has been ingrained into our thinking, it becomes natural. If you learn to shift the negative thoughts about money, your circumstances can change and your life will be different. It is not going to occur overnight, but it will happen if you make small changes. I want to leave this message with you to help increase your money and energy flow into your life. Number one, focus on gratitude. If you are struggling with paying bills or covering your living expenses, focus on what you can pay and not what you cannot pay. Number two, visualize abundance. Act like you have everything you already have and need. Number three, be generous. Stop operating in lack. When you live in abundance, you can create more money flow, so give freely. Do not hold back. Do not be selfish. Your money mindset is not something that should be taken lightly. It's about knowing where they came from and what triggers these thoughts and how you can change it. Research has shown and continue to prove that your thoughts can impact your results. You have the power to change your thoughts about money and make decisions that will move you forward financially or set you back for life. It is all up to you. Choose wisely. If you enjoyed today's episode, please leave a review. Share with a friend, share with a family. Message me on Instagram at Livelihood Matters Podcast to talk about it, to ask questions, to help me get you through the exercise. But guys, think about money positively, change your money belief, change your thoughts, and start adopting new thought patterns, writing down your new money truths. That will help you to change your money that comes into your life. Thank you so much for listening. I'm so happy and grateful that you listened.